Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the AI-generated Wonka experience, the disappearance of Kate Middleton, and if it's because she got a BBL, plus we catch up on Survivor Season 46, The Traitors Season 2, and the budding showmance of Drag Race Season 16. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Happy March!
Happy New Year!
No, it's March. March, it's springtime. Oh, lovely springtime.
Would you say we marched right into this month?
I don't know if I marched. Marching is very militant, and I'm peaceful.
Oh God.
Sorry that I love peace. Sorry that I am anti-war, anti-violence. My bad.
Are you a peace punk or a kindness punk?
I'm a kindness punk who lives for peace.
So you're a kindness punk. You're a kindness sun with a peace moon. What's your rising? Cool Ranch Doritos.
No, D's Nuts.
Pickles.
No, get out. Get out.
Remember when people used to send you Cool Ranch Doritos and pickle stuff, and that was your entire brand?
Yeah, you know what? If I have any advice for up and coming creators thinking, you know what? I need to establish who I am, my brand perspective, my point of view, be mindful. Okay? Don't just say things willy nilly. People will really think that's who you are.
We all got a little Midwest mom in us. We all like to help people grow their collections.
Okay.
So that's what you're up to.
Hey, how'd you celebrate the leap day?
I celebrated it.
Go on.
I said, oh gosh, a whole nother day just for me.
Okay, so what'd you do?
What day was it? Actually, you know what I did?
You worked.
I sat there thinking about how for those of us for anyone whose birthday falls March 1st to December 31st, I don't know, maybe it cuts off sooner than that, but we're really feeling the extra day, you know?
I'm not.
Like, I know everybody's feeling it, but like, if your birthday's in March or in January next year, you're not like, oh God, my birthday's a day later because of leap day. But like, I'm really feeling it.
Are you feeling it now?
Yeah. And I genuinely usually like how February and March have the same layout on the calendar. Mm. And with this leap day, not anymore.
Well, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
I saw there was, did you see those quadruplets that turned three?
On leap day,
they've lived for 12 years, but this is their third birthday because they've only had three.
All leap day people are very I'm four.
Imagine if you're a quadruplet born on a leap day. It's like, okay, whoever's mom that was is that their mom is so it's it relax. We get it.
I also pick a problem with leap day because it's I fell into a hole in TikTok of this woman who's like she runs the like main she really runs a program for leapers.
I know who you're talking about. She was on my feed. I thought, damn, her moment is coming. It was like leading up to this. She's very pro leap day or something. I don't really know her stance other than like she's obsessed with leap day. Is she born on it?
I don't even think she was. It was giving, I don't want to say it was giving fake 9/11 survivor, but.
Whoa.
Like you stepping in here and you're not even a leaper. You weren't even born on that day.
Okay. So.
But you're just what? Educating the children?
Yes.
It feels. What's the word? Predatory.
Predatory? That is quite an accusation. My God.
But I stumbled onto her TikTok, and my real problem with Leap Day is a lot of her imagery had to do with frogs, and you know how I feel.
Yeah. A lot of Leap Day has to do with frogs, and I'm so sorry for that. Are there other animals that leap? Yes. Kangaroos, humans.
I think kangaroos hop.
Fleas.
Do fleas leap?
Oh my God.
Fleas jump.
Fleas be jumping.
Fleas be jumping.
Let me tell you.
By Destiny's Child?
Sure. So she's a scammer, you say?
Yes.
Is she trying to profit?
Who is that scammer? Yes.
Joanne?
She's all like, what are you giving me for my birthday on leap day? I'm four. But she's like probably born in May.
Is she the, okay, anyway, so what do you want from her?
I don't know, you brought up leap
day,
bro.
Did she have a good leap day? Did you check in with her post leap day?
I think I'm a little mad that I don't think the pod's ever fallen on a leap day.
That's fucked up.
How long must we wait? It'll be our final episode.
Will you do the math?
The year it does.
We figure it out. So she's a scammer.
When's the next leap day on a Tuesday?
We need to talk about the scammery that happened this past week that took the internet by storm. Are you familiar with Willy Wonka?
I am so effing tired of Wonka getting pushed down my throat. Wonka this, Wonka that. No.
Oh. Well, I think.
Do we need this many a Wonkas?
This is what we've come to. This is.
We shouldn't have to. In my time, in my lifetime, we shouldn't have to live through three Wonkas. I'm only 39. Why?
You'll have more. There will be more.
I'm gonna. Yeah, what?
When will we get a woman Wonka? A Wonkette?
We should. Oh, God. Reba. Like when Reba did the KFC Colonel.
You know I have to do that transformation. I'm doing that transformation on Twitch. I'm not joking. It's already like coming. I have Reba as Colonel Sanders. Reba as Colonel Sanders. Anyway, okay.
I love you say I have to do this as if it wasn't your idea.
No, it was submitted and then it was like drawn out of a bucket.
So, babe, it could have gotten lost on the way from the desk to the bucket.
So Wonka is back again. It all culminates in this way. Something that is art and original. Well, I guess it wasn't even original because it wasn't based on a book. So like diluting down into a immersive experience that is a scam brought to you by AI. So basically what happened for the people that don't know, there was
AI involved in this story.
Oh yeah, that was like the the real culprit. It was sold as an immersive Willy Wonka experience that all of the imagery on the website and anywhere that we were selling tickets was created with AI. And so people were really believing what they thought they were seeing. And
they thought they were going to fall in the chocolate river, get sucked up the tube.
They thought they were about to lick the, you know, flavors off the wall and shit, or whatever they thought. I don't know. You ever see the video of the original Willy Wonka movie and the grandpa's licking the wall?
I've seen the original Willy Wonka movie. It was one of the, like...
You didn't answer my
maybe
question.
Maybe this is... Yes, I've seen it. I've seen the movie.
You've seen the grandpa licking the wall?
Yes, that grandpa who couldn't walk but suddenly can go to the factory.
Factory? Yeah.
What's with all them grandparents sleeping in the same bed?
You know what? Times were tough. That's they're trying to show us how tough times were.
I don't know.
Okay, so the event charged $40 for entry. Would you, well, even at its
well,
best...
was it would dollars you, or euros?
Good question, because this is in Glasgow. Do you know where Glasgow is?
Iron Brew.
Close enough. You know,
all I remember is we went to Glasgow and everybody brought us Iron Brew.
Glasgow.
We had Iron Brew out the Yoo-hoo.
Glasgow, all I know about Glasgow is... isn't that where Heidi and Closet maybe shit
in the parking
in
lot?
In the parking lot? Or
she
something?
Probably had too much Iron Brew.
It'd be like that from time to time.
Have you ever shit in a parking lot?
Certainly.
I don't think I have.
I mean, I don't. I mean, there have been porta potties in parking lots. Hello.
Oh, God. No, have you ever, like, squat? Have you ever drop it low, pick it up slow?
It doesn't ring a bell, but that I'm not going to count it out because I can't remember, you know?
True, fair. Yeah, you don't want to get caught under oath.
Have you ever paid $40 for an immersive experience? Have you ever been to an immersive experience?
What's that big thing in Vegas where you, like, go in the grocery store and then you crawl through the wall and suddenly you're in like alien world?
You went
and
you to gotta that? Solve. You went?
I think I've been twice to that.
What? I've never been.
I think I've been twice.
How? When? Where did, when did you go to Vegas without me?
The last time I was there was...
this is fucked up.
For a wedding.
This is fucked up.
Scap does the Vegas and okay. You weren't there.
So, how much did that cost?
I couldn't possibly know.
I've gone to immersive experiences, and I put that in air quotes, but it, like, you know, the Instagrammable, every room is a different type of, like, you can take Instagram pictures in it. Like, I've been to that when it was kind of having a bubble experience in LA, like, I guess a few years ago, maybe, I don't know, 2018, 19, there were, like, tons of these, you know, every room is a different design and like with props and like you get to wait in line and take turns to take your pictures. That's what these things are, except if it's for, I guess, for kids. And even then, I guess the kids, why do they want to go to it? Just to get the pictures or no? Children like things.
Children love fun.
Yeah. Well, this one is, I'm not sure what it was trying to sell itself as, except for like a, quote, journey filled with wondrous creations and enchanting surprises at every turn. Kids were all dressed up. Okay. So basically what happened was they sold this experience and then the people showed up to it after paying $40 for their admission fee. And it was like an abandoned empty warehouse with some like garbage type of lackluster displays and decor. Okay. And I'm looking at the picture and it doesn't look bad. It just kind of looks like the problem here is the lights are turned on. If this were an evening experience, if this were a festival, this would be kind of lit. The people would be loving it. If people were on drugs and it were dark inside this warehouse and all these props were in here and maybe there was a fog machine, adults would be living for it. The problem is it was broad daylight and it looks so empty and cheap and chintzy and it's Oh, I'm scrolling through more pictures and it's really bad, actually. There's a picture printed out on like the size of maybe a small blanket, like stapled to a wall. So you see the majority of the wall and then like a sheet with a candy AI image of a candy house. And it's kind of like a step and repeat, but it doesn't repeat the picture. It's just kind of... maybe a third of the wall size, and you can kind of stand in front of it. Kind of like, did you ever go to the slumber party tour?
No, I didn't. I didn't make it to a single one.
Well, there was a, I guess, like a step and repeat area that was my living room on a sheet or something.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
I hand painted that.
Well, people could take a picture of it, and I kept seeing people tweeting me pictures of that, and I thought, that's interesting, I guess.
Wasn't that the backdrop for the meet and greet photo?
I have no clue. I don't know what was... That's the fuck of it. If you have a picture of my living room on a sheet, will you send it to me? If you got a picture of it, in, quote unquote, in my not the immersive living room experience. How much were tickets? More than $40, I think. Oh my God. Was that the first? It was kind of its own Willy Wonka immersive experience. If that
too.
Is the case, then are you the Oompa Loompa girl with the green bob?
If you're Willy Wonka, I'm the Oompa Loompa.
That is, I mean, iconic couples costume, if I had to say. And if you are in a three-way experience, if you need a third, you could also do. There was a character with like a silver mask on, and they held a college dorm room rectangular mirror. They were called the Unknown. Did you see that?
I guess my main takeaway from this all has nothing to actually do with Willy Wonka itself. So maybe this is just an aside.
Okay, go.
What memories do you think your brain does retain?
None. None.
So like, do you have any experiences that you ever like think back on and remember in any sort of detail, or is it all just kind of I might have been there?
I remember things. I do think my brain has been trained to know that everything is Googleable.
Oh, I thought you were going to say everything is trauma.
And trauma. Well, both. A little bit of both.
I don't know. I saw an article that was all cool. Better get any important pictures off your media, because when we have the global internet blackout, you're all going to wish you had your pictures to look at.
Well, I can confirm that, because when my Facebook got hacked for months, I accepted that every picture I ever posted on, you know, like a Facebook photo album in sophomore year or something is gone, which that's some...
We were never going to get the STBT backroom Q-bar pictures back.
Truly. Forever. I was like, oh, there's one picture I really want to post, and it's gone.
Well, describe it. I'll paint it for you.
Anyway, I would like to go to this immersive experience. It seems like it had kind of a bigger splash than the Timothée Chalamet movie.
Did that movie come out?
It came and went.
Here we go, mama.
What?
Here we go, mama.
What is that?
That's all I know from the trailers. There's this part where Timmy whispers, "Here we go, mama."
He says, "Mama?"
Yes.
Oh my.
Here we go, mama.
No, he does not. I know. He says, "Okay, mama."
Yes. No, because one of my friends always says mama, so I recorded that part of the trailer only and sent it to that person, and so now he always says to me, "Here we go, mama."
No.
I'll find it. I'll send you the video. Don't you fret.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, speaking of mama.
Okay.
Were you done talking about Willy Wonka?
Yeah, I guess. My last thought was, would you rather go to this or go to TanaCon?
It's TanyaCon, first of all.
You are so right. You are so right. or Fyre Festival or Slumber Party Tour. Those are your four options.
I'll rank them.
Rank them.
Slumber Party.
Rank them.
Name them. Slumber Party Tour Part 2, The Squeak Wall.
Is it the top or the bottom?
First. That's the top.
Okay, cool.
Then the Willy Wonka Experience. Then TanyaCon. Then Fyre Fest.
Okay, cool. Cool.
You know, I have a problem with sandwiches ever since my grandparents' deli closed. And so, like, all when I think of Fyre Fest, the first thing that comes to mind is that dirty sandwich in the little container.
Oh yeah,
and that just sends a chill down my spine.
The styrofoam, the sandwich not properly even put together. Things kind of spread out on the styrofoam. The innards of the sandwich touching the styrofoam. It's like, yeah, no, I get it.
That bread just didn't look Christian.
I was live on TikTok right before we did this just to collect topics.
Did you get banned?
I did not get banned, but I was collecting topics and somebody did say, can you make sure you bring up Cool's Meats?
What about it? What would they like to know? What are they clamoring to hear?
They just wanted me to bring it up, and I'm realizing in this moment I did not need to bring it up. You brought it up without me bringing it up.
First of all,
no, I actually have other things I want to go to.
Cool's Meat Market is the legal name.
We have other things. You were saying, speaking of mothers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just had one thing to say that's really been bothering me.
Okay.
So I can't. Did you listen to the Ariana Grande remix featuring Mariah Carey? Yes, and
it certainly played, and I didn't commit any of the experience to memory. I thought that was fine, and it's in my playlist.
They're playing it on the radio now, and my AI DJ is pushing it instead of the original version, which is frustrating. And I love Ariana Grande and Mariah Carey, and I just think it's a terrible version, and I feel bad because it's you know when you're riding in the car with the gang and a song comes on the radio and someone's in the back seat ad-libbing, doo-wopping, going after the notes, looking for a record deal.
Sure.
That is what Mariah's vocals are giving on the, especially toward the end of that song. It feels like
hey,
it feels not right or okay.
I'm sorry. A lot of people were saying that they thought they should have done their own new duet together, not like adding her to a song that already is fulfilling enough.
Especially if she didn't have the range.
Especially if the music video is already out without her. So how are you pushing a new version if like the intention was not to have her even on the song, clearly because she's not in the music video?
And it feels weird because She has, I feel like the song's been out for a while and I do still enjoy it and it's still on my gym playlist, but the album comes out this weekend and she still hasn't released like a second song, which I guess, okay, I guess they subbed this Mariah remix for like another in-between goal, but I don't know. I just had to get that off my chest.
Thank God you did. Thank God.
I'm not happy about it. I'm actually frustrated. I can't believe anybody listened to that song and thought, wow, what a great version. Let's put it out for people to hear.
The music, or the album comes out this week?
Yeah.
Should we?
Friday.
Have we ever done an Ariana Grande Queens edition?
No, and I don't think I want to.
Whoa. I think we could. Hello?
I mean, Listen, you know I'm just big into telling people my 10 favorite songs by that artist, so if you want to know those from Ari, I'll be happy to let you know.
Okay. I did see that the track list included a song called The Boy Is Mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, this reminds me. I've been wanting... a fun game I like to play with myself is when an album comes out and they release the album, the song titles, I like to mentally make a note about guess which one I think will be my favorite.
That's fun.
Listen, sometimes you got to entertain yourself.
Okay, well, what do you think is going to be your favorite?
I don't even think I've looked at her track list.
Pull it up, mama. Pull it up. Come on. Okay, let's
Ariana Grande track list for new album. Okay, it's called Internal Sunshine.
Internal or eternal?
Eternal.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Track list. Mm-hmm. Okay. 13 songs, one featuring her grandma.
Who is less qualified to be on a song? Ariana's grandma or... Blue Ivy.
Damn. Blue Ivy. Damn.
Okay, go off.
Blue Ivy like couldn't even talk. It was like, you know that Aaliyah song.
Enough dragging of Blue Ivy. Move on.
you know that Aaliyah song?
Yeah.
Are You That Somebody? And it's all
She couldn't even do that.
Blue Ivy couldn't even do that.
Okay, so read us the song lists that you think are gonna be good. Go on.
My dad to this day is still like, I fucking hate that baby crying in that song. And I'm like, how often are you listening to it?
Okay.
Okay, so track titles. Intro, parentheses, End of the World, Bye, Don't Want to Break Up Again, Saturn Returns Interlude, Eternal Sunshine, Supernatural, True Story, The Boy Is Mine, Yes, and We Can't Be Friends, parentheses, Wait for Your Love, I Wish I Hated You, Imperfect for You, Ordinary Things, featuring Marjorie Grande.
Okay, what are you going to love?
Okay, Bye is really speaking to me, and so is, I mean, honestly, Eternal Sunshine and Supernatural are as well.
Well, only time will tell.
But Bye is what grabbed my attention first. I said, okay, bye.
Well, speaking of Ariana, speaking of Wicked, speaking of Idina Menzel, did you see that it's the 10-year anniversary of Adele Dazeem?
I feel like we discussed this on the pod.
10 years? We did discuss this on the pod. Absolutely.
Did we? Have we been out for 10 years?
I don't know.
did we miss celebrating our 10-year anniversary?
No. Maybe. Maybe.
Let me look.
Oh my God, Corey, I watched the first episode of Survivor.
Ever?
No.
Or the new one.
Season. Am I going to watch this season? Should I?
Oh my God, you and my dad both on the same journey.
I don't know. I just felt quirky. I was just kind of feeling like, you know what? Put that Jeff Probst on. Let me see what he's really yelling about. And honestly, he really does. He is in it. It's the Jeff Probst show. And I'm going to just say it. He could smash.
Yeah, I have a friend who's new to Survivor, and he's been watching old seasons in preparation for the new season, and he was very, whoa, big difference in Jeff between the last 20 years. And I said, okay, first of all, calm down.
That's how I feel, actually. I noticed it, too, from when I was 11. Very different.
Yeah.
Anyway, well I'll,
I still
I'll be,
would smash.
I will be watching. Did you? Is the Traitors done?
It's finales this week.
Are you? Oh, so then you haven't seen the finale. It hasn't happened yet.
No.
Are we happy currently going into the finale?
Okay, I have a lot of thoughts. I can't believe you're letting me talk about this. So I
well,
think
you
Traitors
have, you
season
have less
two,
than a minute. Go.
Traitors season two as a whole, I thought was much better than the original. I thought they did a great job with casting. I think it's much smarter to do all returning reality TV contestants versus half newbies and half returners like they did in season one. However, I don't know if I just got smarter or if the editing was just like telling too much, but it's like, I knew what was happening. I feel like they gave away too much in the like previews this season, and they really built up this battle between two people that came to an end last week. And so now it's like, okay, well then it's probably going to be a boring finale because everything you've built and told us is building has now ended. Game over.
Okay.
And I just always root for the Traitors.
Well, yeah.
Don't you? Isn't that more fun?
I just don't understand how a game of Mafia can be stretched out this long.
Very carefully. Well, because they get to add Mafia. If you catch a Mafia, add a Mafia.
Okay. Interesting.
You don't like that? You don't like that?
No. Maybe I'll watch it next season once they've really smoothed out their kinks.
I was thinking this. You and I should start a fake fight and then both get cast on season three, but pretend we're enemies.
Mm. Okay.
That's what I.
Well,
that's what I was thinking about while I was
plan.
Making.
you just.
No way, Jose. How iconic! Two former Amazing Race contestants who were best friends turned enemies. Cast on season three of The Traitors.
Sounds good to me.
Why are you mad at me?
You stole my BBL. You stole one of my BBL implants, and now I'm half-assed.
I popped your BBL.
You popped my BBL, and honestly, it has really disrupted my posture.
Oh, damn. Did you ever have good posture?
Before the BBL and after, during the BBL, yes. Yes. Hey, did you hear about Kate Middleton?
Are you just... Does this have to do with her posture?
No, it has to do with her BBL.
Kate Middleton doesn't have a BBL.
Well, people are very concerned. Why haven't we seen Kate Middleton? Where is she? She has not been accounted for this many days. And then people started doing the math. Oh, is she recovering from a facelift? Is she recovering from a BBL? Is she growing out her bangs? Does she have a medical issue? Does she actually just enjoy her privacy? We'll never know.
This is like when Carrie Underwood fell down the stairs and was like, hey,
and then
guys,
she put out a press release and she was like, I have a new face incoming.
She was like, you probably might not recognize me the next time you see me. And then there was like a big reveal at the CMAs or some shit. And I was all like, did she just get a little work done?
She just got a little work done. Okay. No.
Which is fine.
People are very concerned
life
with
is
where Kate Middleton is. And you know me, I don't give a fuck.
What if she came back looking full cock destroyer? That's a plastic surgery route Kate Middleton goes.
That would be all we kind of need. I think that would put us back on the correct timeline.
Fat tits. Life is short by the lips.
I've always said that.
Fat ass, fat tits. Life is short by the lips. I'm getting that tattoo.
Okay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I do have some things to discuss about Drag Race.
Okay, I'll give you 1 minute.
Girl, you'll give me all the time you want. So, Drag Race,
You're fighting, you're beefing. No, you're mad at Maya LeMann Page.
No, I'm not. If anything. Okay, so spoilers incoming. We are now in the top, I don't know.
It's been 72 hours since the episodes dropped. They can grow up.
So we just saw the what episode? What were they doing? Oh, it was a design challenge.
You know, another design challenge.
Which I like.
Three in the first half of the season.
I like it. I'm sorry. I like it. It shows me if you have a point of view. Sorry.
No, it shows me that it's just the people who know how to design are going to keep being on top.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? It's a skill.
I want.
What would you rather have them have to do? Skits and bits and be told via laugh track who is in the top and who's in the bottom.
I would like.
Or do you want to see their work for
lip sync? I want to see a lip sync Lollapalooza. I'd rather see two of those.
You're right. I would like a lip sync Lollapalooza. I wonder if we're going to get one this season. It feels like it's becoming a season staple, but like I feel like it should have happened maybe by now, or it should be next week, or I don't know when.
I didn't watch the preview for next week, so maybe it is.
It's not. I would have known.
What do you think about sped up version of Bloody Mary? Jesus fucking Christ.
I mean, it was an abomination. Let's just put it that way. It was if the song pops up and it says sped up TikTok version, we are on the wrong timeline. We are somewhere dark sided.
I mentioned this 2 months ago, at least, maybe 6 months ago. I said, I am not here for it.
With that said, I'm glad Gaga got her spins. I thought it was an applicable song for the runway and for the challenge. Sure, whatever.
All you do is spooky dookie.
I thought, the worst look was in the bottom. So
that'll be the golden boot of the year.
You think?
That has been the worst look that's walked the runway all
there's
season.
There's still so many looks that we have yet to see.
But what I'm saying is it usually comes from a design challenge.
Yeah.
It ain't nobody going to bring something uglier than that. And if they do...
Yeah, but it wasn't really iconically ugly, you know? It was just kind of like... It was just kind of no.
The
real gold,
the,
no,
like, the swimsuit tucked in.
The real golden boot is Hershey Liqueur's.
The two belts.
Hershey Liqueur's pants and
realness. Nah, I think Plasma's is more fun in camp than that.
Well, this is the first time that. Actually, I might be incorrect, but I think it's the first time I saw a tweet about it that had the stats. But the first time a musical or the Rusical winner did not make it to the finale.
Damn.
But the Rusical winner has always lost in the finale.
Okay.
So well, so the curse is broken, but not in the right way for Plasma. The curse is broken like the Rusical winner is not in the finale.
I don't know. I just nothing against Maya. I just for it to be 2024 and for her to have won a lip sync by taking off her shoes and then won a lip sync and a wig cap.
Oh, that wig cap reveal was bad. Okay.
Does she have RuPaul's piss tape?
Ooh. 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 Ooh.
Because what is happening?
Well, I think what's happening is it's a lip sync for your life, and I think she has pulled out the entertaining show every time. I believe that she has won every lip sync. I believe it.
I'm never gonna look at someone and say you're a winner, baby, while they're standing there in nylons and bare feet or a wig cap, honey.
The reveal to a beanie was wrong. It was bad. It was
was that a beanie? I think that was an accident.
It was no. I think she took it off because she knew she was about to do her little flips.
Yeah, but I think she thought she took the wig cap off too.
I don't know. I think that would have looked good because without the wig cap,
well, yeah, she did it at the very end.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only way it makes sense to me. And if she didn't, and if she intentionally did what she did, then maybe I do have a problem.
Well, I think she's perfectly set up for an incredible career. She's going to absolutely be in the Vegas show. She's going to absolutely be back for All Stars as a lip sync assassin. Like she's going to be booked, busy, gigged and gong, get gong, get a grip.
Listen, if I was in Miami and I went to her show, I would give cash. I would Venmo.
And there you have it. Do you think she's going to make it to the finale? I don't.
No.
I don't. Not that she doesn't deserve it. That's not for me to say. But like, I don't know how many lip syncs you can win to make it all the way to the finale. It's like, I don't know. There's we're getting down to it.
I don't know. I just don't see a world where the final four isn't Q, Plane, Safira, and Nymphia. I don't see it any other way.
Yeah, that will be a really good final four. And honestly, if Maya makes it to the top five, good for her. She really pulled it out. She did what she needed to do to make it as far as she can to show what she can do and to sell, you know, the Maya experience. But do I think she's got the full season package to really be a finalist? I don't know if it's really stood out for me as a finalist vibe. Apparently,
now we said it.
Apparently, love is in the air in Drag Race. Are you keeping track of who's loving who?
No.
Well,
it's a Valentine's Day has come and gone.
Well, Mirage tweeted. Okay, first of all, Tsunami. Is it Tsunami or Tsunami? I've been saying Tsunami, but then somebody else said Tsunami.
I think it's Zoo with a Z.
Okay, well, Tsunami saying that she wants to fuck Plain Jane.
That's not even how you said it.
Tsunami said she wants to fuck Plain Jane. Okay, so Tsunami likes Plain.
Yeah, we've seen it. We've heard it a few episodes in a row.
And then Mirage tweeted, Tsunami wanting to fuck Plain was not part of my fantasy, but fierce. So, like, does Mirage like Tsunami? And then Plain replied, you can have each other to Mirage, saying Mirage and Tsunami can have each other because Plain likes potassium. And then three banana emojis. And people are speculating on the internet that Plain and Nymphia are together.
Okay, why are you giving this any sort of attention?
Because
Plain has proven to be someone who just says and does anything possible for attention.
Oh,
she's a liar.
How are they spinning Safira?
What about it
as mother of the season when she is my age? They say
you are mother of the season.
They say she is the matron of drag. They talk about her like she is a grandmother. They talk about her. The edit is as if she is
Tempest du jour.
Yes. and then to reveal she's 34. Oh my God, gays that watch Drag Race, are we not feeling old? Are we not feeling a little if you're a little bit confused as the about witnessing the future of drag, certainly we all might be old by now. That might be what's happening.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all. And that's it. And that's all.
Hey, where can people find you?
You can find me in RuPaul's bunker. Did you see she's building a bunker?
Everyone, all the billionaires are.
You're not?
I'm not a billionaire yet.
No. Okay. Where can people find you?
Yeah. Working.
Working. Okay.
Well, she works hard for the money.
All right. All right, mama. All righty.
Here we go, mama. All right, bye.